Okay, we'll begin Nazar Daf Lamed Ches, and we are going to begin three lines down, Amar Rav Avoh, which comes off of the other Amar Rav Avoh, which comes off of the Mishnah. Mishnah was discussing that there's three Isurim of Nazar, and specifically launched into a discussion about the wine, grapes, wine product, Isur of a Nazar, drinking wine or eating any sort of grape product. And we had mentioned in the Mishnah, we had Shitas Rabbi Akiva, which really got us into the Sugya Amar Rav Avoh Amar Rav Yochanan, which is different, Memor B'Shem Rav Avoh, that Kol Yisur in Shabbat Torah ain't Heter Mitztaref L'Isur, is what we said, Chutz Mi Nazir. Normally, Heter is not Mitztaref L'Isur. We discussed Tam Ke'ikr. Okay, so if we recall, according to the way, let's just summarize the last couple of days, that the Rabbanon learned, the Rabbanon held that we learned from the word mishras, which means soaked, that the not just grapes and grape products are usher, but something soaked in wine would become usher. The Rabbanon learned tam ke'ikr, that if you had water and you soaked grape, and then you remove the grape, that since the water tastes like grape, so that would mean tam ke'ikr, and mikana d'on l'chol tarakula, that we would learn this concept of tam ke'ikr, that the iser remains, even though it's just a flavor, it would be all over. And Rabbi Akiva learned from Mishras Heter Mitztaref L'Isur, that was specifically to Nazir. Why specific? Why are we limiting it? Because it's Shnei Ksuvim Amam Ke'achad, and that was the sugya of some of the detail of yesterday. So now Amar Avoh, Amar Belazar, in the third line down here, Kol Revi'i Shebatayra, all Revi'is Shebatayra, all Revi'is, right, which is a quarter of a lug, liquid measurement. So Ein Heter Mitztaref L'Isur, Chutz Mi Revi'i Shebenazir. Heter is not Mitztaref L'Isur, Chutz Mi Revi'i Shebenazir. Except for the Revi'is of Nazir, Shari Amra Tayra Mishras. The Torah said Mishras. Now, before the Gemara is going to want to understand what's the difference between Rav Avoh Amar Rav Yochanan and Rav Avoh Amar Rav Elazar, but I guess within our summary, if we go really back to the Mishnah, we're going to need this for Amud Beis. The Mishnah had brought down Tana Kama, Mishnah Rishena. The Gemara is going to refer to it as a Tana Kama, says that all grape, what is the shear for grape products? It's Revius. Rabbi Akiva seems to be going like the original way Stam Lashon in the Mishnah, which said that all grape products, so it's not, it's wine and everything, wine and all the grape products, the shear to be chayev, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, is a revius. And Rabbi Akiva said, it's kind of agav, afiru shara pita biyayin v'yesh bakadei letzaref kizayis chayev. So Rabbi Akiva is really, if you want to look at what the machlekes is in the Mishnah, between the Mishnah Rishayna and Rabbi Akiva, there's really two machlekesim. There's a machlekes of what is the shear to be chayev or grape products of a nazir, inclusive of wine. The Tana Kama holds Revius, Rabbi Akiva holds Kizayis. And then there's a Machlokes, what do you do with Mishras? The Rabbanan will assume that the Mishnah Rishayna holds Mishras Tam Ke'ekar, and Rabbi Akiva holds Heter Mitztaref L'Isur. So within what we quoted Rabbi Akiva, there's really another Machlokes going on there. So Rav Avoh Amar Rav Elazar is saying, Kol Revius Shebatayra Ein Heter Mitztaref L'Isur. So he's basically a mashup of these two shitas. He's in between, meaning he is holding Heter Mitztaref. Well, what do I learn? Mishras, Heter Mitztaref L'Isur, like Rabbi Akiva. But what is the shear that I'm chayiv for grape products for a nazir? That's going to be Revius, not Kezias. Okay, so now, my Ikka ben Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar, now the Gemara just spells it out, my Ikka ben Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar, Ikka ben Ayu, the nafkamina between Rav Avoh's quoting Rav Yochanan and Rav Avoh's quoting Rav Elazar is Rav Yochanan marbi afilu oichlin. Rabbi Yochanan is going to include even Oichlin, not just Rabbi Elazar Mashkin in Midi Achrini Loi. It's only going to be Mashkin, okay? Meaning that the difference now between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is, do we say, when we say Mitztarfin, Rabbi Yochanan held, it was called Oichlin Mitztarfin. We're talking about food, Oichel, and Rabbi Elazar is specifically talking about Mashkin, as references by his Lashon and the use of Revius. Now, Amar Rav Elazar. So this is going to really be the introduction to a sugya, and it's going to be a compilation of many Reviuses throughout the Torah. So we're just going to go through that a little bit off of a digression, off a topic. Amar Rav Elazar. Eser Revius, there are 10 different shiurim of Revius. V'naket Rav Kahana b'yadei, and Rav Kahana created a simon for it, chamesh sumkasa. There are five red ones, meaning revius is referring to red, dahainu, wine, and dam. V'chamesh chivrasa. And there's five white ones, which refers to the liquids of mayim and shemen, clear or white. Okay, so now, chamesh sumkasa, what are the five reds? Nazir, that would be the one we just discussed. Yayin, right? The shear of yayin is for a nazir. Ve'oise pesach, shahiru b'mikdash u'mesu. We'll go through them. Nazir, ve'oise pesach, that's two. Shahiru is three. B'mikdash is four. Mesu is five. Nazir. Revius yayin le'nazir. Okay, so that's our Mishnah according to the Mishnah Rishayna. Not like Rabbi Akiva Shita. Revius yayin le'nazir. Oise pesach. What is oise pesach? So it sounds on the surface like it has to do with the carbon pesach, but it doesn't really. It's talking about the damar of Yehuda amar Shmuel arba kaisis halalu tzaruch shiyehei bahen kedei revius. That these four cups of wine have to have a revius. So that is the revius referring to pesach refers to the cups of wine, the dalet kaisis. Shahiru. What is shahiru that they right teaching? That is the din of shasu revius yayin al yoira. That it's a din, it's an isser in the Torah that if a person drinks a revius of wine, he's not allowed to give a shir, he's not allowed to teach Torah, al yoira. Okay, that is another revius, b'mikdash, that is walking into the mikdash, shas revius yayin, b'nechus l'mikdash chayiv, a person is not allowed to go into the mikdash intoxicated. If you drink revius yayin, that is the shir to be chayiv, and then go into the mikdash, you're going to be chayiv. Misa. Umesu, what is that? The tanya. Minayin the revius dam, sheyoytze mishnei mesim, shehum etam of oil. So what is the simen of mesu? It's referring to the idea that, I mean, we know that in an oil, a mace, a dead body, but not just a dead body, but not just a dead body when we matama the house, but also if there is, now here it says, revius dam, that's the shear, but it says mishnei mesim, from two mesim. Now really, it could have been, that is going like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that we're going to actually have later on. There is, that's a Tanakama holds that it's for one mace. The point is that the shear, whether it comes from two mace or one mace, the shear to be metama ba'el is revius, and that's the other one. Now, what's interesting here, Shenemar, well, I'll just quote it later. Shenemar, the alkol nafshes mace lo yavoy, right? That is the iser of oil going into, this we're talking about a kayin. A kayin is not allowed to be metama la mace, so he cannot go into a house that has a revius domina mace. So those are the five red ones. V'chamesh chivra. So what are the five we call white ones? I mean, those are essentially referring to liquids that are more white, oil or mayim. Chalas, nazir, mitzayra, shenifsalu, bishabes. That's the simon for those five. What is chalas? Revia shemen l'chala. So that is revia shemen for the chala. Rashi here brings two different pshatim, that it's either talking about the shemen, that it's revius of oil, for the minchas chavita of the kohen gadol, or it's the revius of oil, which would be half of the revius is used for the chalais of the lechem toida. That the toida had 40 loaves, you would bring a chatzi loig, but then you would split it into two, right? That's a half, two, to make two reviuses, and you'd have one revius on 30 of them and one revius on the other 10. So, nazir. Revius shemen lenazir. The nazir also we'll see at the final step of the process. We already said this, that there's going to be in the shlomim. There's going to be chala chalois lechem nazir. They all also comes with oil, so that would be a revius mitzayra. That is revius mayim lemitzayra. So part of the purification process, the tahara process of mitzayra, is you take the water. You have water in a kli, and you shech the dam. You shech the tzipar chatas, the chatas bird, is part, and the dam has to mix with the water, and then you mix it with the eitz eres ve'ezayv, okay, or eitz eres. But yeah, okay. So that mayim. So again, this is chivrasa. It's part of the white liquids, which is mayim. That would be revius mayim lemitzara. Shenifsalu. What's shenifsalu? The tranu shar kol amashkin tameim. All other mashkin. That's tamei poislenas hagavia will pasol. The throat of the kayin birevius. And what we're talking about here is if a kayin should drink mashkin, that is a vlad toma, it'll be when it's the revius amount of mashkin that he drinks would then pasul him from eating truma. Okay, but again, it's another shear of revius mayim or liquids. Bishabis, And what is Shabbos? Let's talk about Haitzah. The Tanan Rishak Kol HaMashkin B'Revias. If we remember, we learned in Shabbos that the shear for taking out any sort of liquid, to be chayev, for taking out food, you have to take care, you have to take out, in order to be chayev, a shear of, or really anything. It's not limited to food, but anything that has a useful purpose, right? If it's a plaster, or it's this. So we went through all different shiurim, and when it came to foods, liquids specifically, we discussed shakol amashkin b'revias, or shakol ashevchin b'revias. So either that's an amount of water either that you would drink, or any liquids for that you would want to transport. Shevchin means pouring out, but it means transporting, right? You have to move it from place to place. A person's not going to bother moving liquid that's less than a b'revias. Okay, so those are the 10, 5 red. That's dam and yayin, and 5 white, which is shemen and mayim. Visuleka, so the Gemara wants to know, it's only 10 and not more, about ika. Mirivies neitlin liyadayim. A person, what's the shear of water to wash your hands? It's a revias. Liyadayim le'echad v'afilu l'shnayim. Now, what we're saying here is that even though, let's say, one person starts a revias, the second person can continue washing, even though at this point it's less than a revias. But when you started, it had to have been a revias. So the Gemara, so why don't we list that as one of the, why did we say Eser and we don't count this one? So the Gemara says, Biplukto loy kamairi. We don't involve ourselves in machlekes. And since this is a machlekes, there's the mandamer who holds that each person needs a revias. So therefore, we're not going to list this. I, Frektosis, we just said specifically to the case of the revias of Eil Hameis, that it's dam from 2 people, and it was a little interesting lashon and mentioned 2 people. There's a machlekes. Rabbi Kiva holds from 2 people, and the Chachamim hold from 1 person. So there is a machlekes there.
We also mentioned that our case, the Mishnah for the
Nazir. Mishnah, very good. There is a machlekes as well, right? So that would be another machlekes, Kazayas versus Rabbi.
Well,
it's very good.
Machlekes in the shear of
Yayin? Yeah, it is.
So machlekes whether.
What is the shear you need? No, that's a good kasha. Tosfos at. Both of them are in the same. Taisa says that this that we say Bepluktali Kamairi is only talking about the Chamesh de Chivrasa, the 5 white liquids. In the 5 red liquids, there is a Machlekes. Okay. I don't know if you had another pshat, but that Taisa's Kasha is there. Nazar, Vivida Haidel, the Mishnah Rishaina, Afagav du Kamar, Lakamar, Bepluktali Kamairi. That's actually Taisa asks it on yours, not on mine. By me, this is the one that was bothering me. But, anyways, either way, yeah. Okay. So now, we have another case. That this is part of the sota process, that we would take water in an earthenware, some sort of flask. Rabbi Yehuda Omer revias. So we see it's another revias, and in it we know we have the answer. That's a machlekes, whether it's chatzilug or revias. So that's why we don't list it. Another case. Kama mayim noisin l'seicha. How much we're talking about into a mikvah? Okay, so how much water kolshu? Rav Zakai Omer revias. I'm sorry. Kama mayim noisin l'seicha. That is into avet shemei raglayim. Got my cases mixed up. That if a person has an avet shemei raglayim, you have like a transportable urinal. So you have urine in there. You're not allowed to daven. You have to water it down. So how much water do you have to put in? So that's a machlekes, right? In order to get rid of it, so it's not mayim raglayim. So you could daven there. Kama mayim noisin l'seicha kol shehu. Rav Zakai Omer revias. That it has to be revias mayim. The Gemara again says Papukta Le Kamairi, as again it's built in as a machlekes. But Ika Mikvah, that's the last case. What about Mikvah? Mikvah has a revias yayin. Now there are 2 cases of Mikvah that are brought down that we could be referring to. Either a revias mayim shayavim would passel in a mikvah, or the shear for a mikvah. So normal mikvah we think is arbaim sa, but for a mikvah for machatos tzinorim, for little tiny needles, there's a din of that you could be tovel them in a revias of mayim. So the Gemara says, so either one of those, whichever one you learn mikvah is, va'ika mikvah. So the Gemara says, bar me'ahid but lu'a rabbanon. The rabbanon were mevatel it. Meaning they were mevatel either that a revias mayim will pasel, but they change it that it's only gimel lugim that'll pasel, or they said that you can't, the rabbanon were mevatel this idea that you can go ahead and have a mini mikvah for your machatos and sinuris, for your little needles of a revias, and they said all kalim have to be in a shear of memsa. Okay, so let's move on to Amud Beis, which we'll go back to the Mishnah. Okay, and this is, we kind of spoke this out when we started the sugya today, that in our Mishnah, the Tana Kama, which we're referring to as the Mishnah Rishayna, we kind of listed like part of the Stam Mishnah, within Lashon Nozer Mishnah. And then we went to a Mishnah Rishonah Ameris HaChishter Revis, Rabbi Akiva, and went back. And as we mentioned, he was talking about that if you share a pita, you dip, you soak your bread in wine, then it's a shir kazayis, is what you're going to be chayev on. So we essentially are left with two shitas in the Mishnah. The Tana Kama, which refers to the Mishnah Rishonah, you got to take out the loy, right? Midami lahoin l'choli suri nazir, l'shtia. So the Tana Kama holds all great products of nazir are going to be like wine, dahainu revius. So anavim, lachem, divation, yayim, shechar, all that stuff. It's going to be shir revius. Liquids or solids would be shir revius. Rabbi Akiva, kivon dechsev va'anavim lachem v'yveshim, and we use the liquid displacement theory, right? Anytime you have to transfer solids and liquids, right? If you, let's say for kazayas, how do you measure a kazayas of liquid? So you take something that's a kazayas and you put it in a cup and see how much spills over, and that is your share. So if you, for kazayas of liquids, even though liquids is a revius is a share for liquids by volume, and kazayas is a share, you know, based on, so the way to do it is you take a full cup and you put a kazayas, if you're trying to find a shir kazayas, put a kazayas in, and the amount of liquid that spills over, that's the shir kazayas of liquids. Okay, so now, Tana Kama, again, we said, you take out the gears of the loy, midami lohin l'choli suri nazir l'shtia, that he said, in other words, the Mishnah Rishonah said, yayin is a revius, but we really are being midama all of the other great products and saying all great products for nazir, the isser is revius. Rabbi Kiva says, kivin dechsiv anovim lachim vivashim lo yoichal, it's good that the achila is really the dominant one. Ma achila kazayas, af kol yisurin kazayas, and therefore that is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Mishnah Rishonah, what we're calling the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama holds all yisurim are revius, and Rabbi Akiva holds it's a kazayas. Now, v'chayev al yayin b'fnei atzmai, so this is a continuation of the Mishnah. We said that for each one of the things, because remember, the Pasuk says, when it comes to Nazir, it says miyayin v'sheichar yazir, a lot of specifics, right? That gets us back to everybody's favorite daf, laf. Daf lama dalam lama hey, right? Prat kal prat. So, but we had a lot of pratim, yayim v'shecher yazir, chaymitz yayim v'chaymitz shecher lo yishtem, chol mishras, and a lot of specifics. Lachem yibeshim lo yoichal. Okay, mikol asher yeo, said that was the call. And then mechachanim ba'ad zog. Again, so it was a lot of specifics that the Torah chose to explain what is going to be asr. So, what the Mishnah said was you're going to be mechayiv on each one. Right, that's what the mechayev al yayim b'fnei atzma, al nami b'fnei atzma, al chatzan b'fnei atzma, al zagan b'fnei atzma, etc., etc., etc. And that was the Tana Kama who was coming to argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you remember, held you're not going to be chayev until you eat shnei chatzanim v'zog. Okay, that you have to have a certain amount, and we'll get into that. Was a machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of Yesi, which we'll get into the very end today. Now, but the point is Tana Rabbanan va'navim lachin v'yveshim lo yoichal. The pasuk says that you're going to be chayev. That the nazir is going to be chayev for eating anavim lachim, grapes that are moist, v'yaveshim, and dried out raisins. L'chayev al zeh b'fnei atzmai, v'al zeh b'fnei atzmai. Okay, and the Torah is telling us that you're going to be chayev on each grape product, meaning you don't have to eat the full assortment. You don't have to get the grape shalachmanas gift basket and eat a kazayas of all the parts here. It's any one part you're going to be chayev on. And actually, this is going to be the prototype to all yisurin shebet Torah. Meaning anytime, you don't have to eat all examples of what's usher in order to be chayef, all variants, all variations, you could just eat any one. Ma kan shehu min echad, behein shnei shemais, that this is one min and two shemais, meaning even though, what determines min, right? It seems a little bit subjective. So Tosfos says over here, afal pi shetaimam shaveh, even though it has the same taste, hoyol shehu shnei shemais, okay, you're going to be mechayef, meaning if you eat both with one asra, you eat both, you're gonna be chayiv on two. Because they're both nichal in the same one. Okay? Af kol shu min echad v'hein shnei shemas. So if they, even though they are min echad, they have one taste, but they are considered two different food products, grapes, raisins, maybe they taste the same, but grape juice and grapes. Okay, so those, again, they have two different shemas, and therefore, you're going to be chayev. Chayev al kol zeh b'fnei atzmai, v'al zeh b'fnei atzmai. La'asuyei chamra chazetam v'in bi. Again, to include new wine and grapes. Okay, chamra chazetam would be new wine, and envy would be maybe even more of a grape juice. The point is that they have two different names, and therefore, you're going to be chayev on each one individually. Amar Abaya. Okay, so this is going to get us into the sugya of Lav Shebacholos, a little bit of a Sanhedrin Makos Sogyo. Amar Nizikin, Amar Abaya, Achal Chartzain. So now the Mishnah, like I said, the Pasuk listed a whole host of pratos of what you're going to be, what a nazir is restricted, not allowed to eat grape products. I'm going to buy a achal chartzon. If you eat a chartzon, which we said was the peel, according to the first way of explaining it, right? It actually switched. But achal chartzon, loikeshtayim, you're going to get two. Okay, meaning there is the pasuk. What is, again? Let's just read that pasuk one more time. It said, specifics. And then the pasuk says, "Kol yimei nizrei mikol asher yeyasem migefen hayayim mecharzonim." So you're going to get two. It says a buyer, you're going to get two. Achal charzon like a shtayim. You're going to get one for because the pasuk told you not to eat charzon, and the pasuk also said, "Mikol asher yeyasem migefen hayayim, you can't eat." So you're going to get two malchus of eating great products for each great product. One for the klal, the general rule, and then the specific that you were over. Achal zog, like yeshtayim. If you eat a zog, so you're going to be chayiv for zog, and we call asher yeyasem.
You don't learn that the specific modifies the general?
So from klal prat, as far as what's included, yes, for our klal prat of klal, but Abaya is going to hold for the purposes of our sugya, because in other sugyas Abaya doesn't hold this, that we are like on lav shebacholos. And that's the sugya over here. So now, achal zog, like yeshtayim. Again, so chartzen yimichayev chartzen plus the general mikol asher yeyase zug for zug and mikol asher yeyase, and pull out your arithmetic achal chartzen vizug like a shalosh, you're going to get three chartzen zug because those are specifics, and mikol asher you're going to get three malchus.
Achal chartzen vizug meant that you ate a whole grape, or you had the zug and the chartzen separated and you put them together afterwards.
Well, let's say you ate a whole grape, according to the shita. This is in the Tanakhama, not in the Bilosim and Azaria. Rabba Amar, Eina Loika, Ella, or maybe not. That's a good point, because then it would be an anavim. So then maybe you'd only be chayiv one for that. So if you ate separately, right, chartzon and zug, I don't know, it's interesting aura. It didn't hit me. Right? I mean, if it's a full grape, then it's anavim. Then you want to say that you should be chayiv for anavim and chartzon and zug. Interesting aura. Again, maybe we're thinking that a grape doesn't have a sheer kizayis or doesn't have the appropriate sheer of chartzonim and zugim. But yeah, I would imagine that the answer is no, because if that's true, then we should have listed it here, right? We should have said four.
If it changes its status, then we could go back to the original status and the status.
Yeah, maybe, but let's just say simply, let's keep it simple, that you ate a chartzonim and zug. Rava Amar, Rava argues on this, meaning you're not going to be chayav for each one of the grape products. Eina leika ela achas. You only be chayav one. Now, over here, Rashi brings two pshatim of what we mean, lav shabacholis. Meaning, it says ela achas. What do you mean by ela achas? It's if you ate chartzon, or if you ate chartzon and zub, you're only going to be chayiv one. Meaning, there's two ways to view ena leika lav shabacholis, that you're not going to get, since they were all pulled together through a klal, you're not going to be chayiv for each individual instance, or I just don't get that extra one, that extra lav shabakolos on mikol asher yeyos. That's the lav shabakolos, right? The pasuk says mikol asher yeyos and migefen hayayin. That's a lav shabakolos. So it's a question of all these pratos fit within the klal. All these examples that the pasuk lists. There's two different lashonos and Rashi. What we mean when we say ain't like a lav shabakolos. Masif or papa. So let's ask the following kasher. Belozer imer nazir shehoya sheisa yayin. So the nazir is drinking wine. Kolyam. He's drinking wine all day. Okay, ein chayev elachas purim. Okay, he's drinking the entire time. He's only going to be chayev once. Amrulai al tishta. So, in other words, in order to be chayev for something that requires malchus, you need a hasra. So, if the guy gave him hasra one time and he drinks wine the entire day, he's only going to be chayev once. He had one hasra. He's going to be chayev once. What is mechulakos? What divides the malchus? That's the hasras. If a person says al tishta, and then he comes back to him an hour later and says al tishta, who shaysa chayev al kol achas va'achas, you're going to be chayev on each hasra. Achal anavim lachem vibeshim. So if you eat anavim lachem vibeshim, chartzanim vizogim, visachar eshkol, right? This guy is a super nazir violator. He's eating grapes, raisins, chartzanim, zug, peels, and pits, visachat eshkol shal anavim, and all whilst under the same hasra of right, squeezing out a cluster of grapes and v'shasa, and he then goes ahead and drinks the grape juice. So then, like a chamish, he's going to get five. Okay, the thing is, we just listed five instances over here, right? These are all five pratas listed. Now, according to Abaya, I hachi lo kishesh, you should be chayiv six. Abaya holds in our sugya that you're like alasha b'cholos, the five specifics, and then the one mikol asher yeyaseh. So achas al mikol asher yeyaseh. So the Gemara says tana v'shayir. Yeah, you're right. It's really six, but we said five. There's really more. We're just showing like five and there's more. Except the problem is whenever you say ton of a shire, you know what's going to follow next. My shire, the high shire. You can't just leave out one. You can't say five and leave out one. There's got to be another one. It needs a friend. It's going to be lonely. My shire, the high shire. So shire, another lav of lo yachel devarei. Okay, so we're going to leave out lo yachel devarei, which would be another. Now, that's not exclusive to Nazirus. That would be in Neder as well. But since you take on your Nazirus through a Neder, essentially, it's a Neder Nazirus. So Layachel would apply to Nazirus as well, which means that any time you violate your Nazirus, you would be over on Layachel. So when we talk about all these Malkas, cutting your hair, moving time on Lameis, add an extra one every single time for Layachel. So that would be our ton of a Shire. So we listed the five, which are the five specifics that you ate, that sort of Abaya would answer. There is a Mikol Asher Yeyasemi Gefen Ayayin Lav Shabacholis, and Layachel Devarai, that you would also get Malkus for according to Abaya. Now, Imi Shumha, the Gemara says, no. Layachel is not considered a shear. Yes, there's Malkus for it, but it's not a shear in this case. Why? Lav Shiruhu Kikatani, because our Braisa is specifically talking about Malkus, Midi Deloy Issa Beduchta Achriti. The ones that are exclusive to Nazir, Layachel Devarai Issa Benadarim. It's not exclusive to Nazir, because it would apply to all Nidarim, and therefore that does not qualify as ton of a shire. So Amalei Ravina Parzkaya, Liravashi, Vahashire Debeina Beinayim. Ah, we have another lav, which is the Beina Beinayim, meaning in this he ate part of the grapes, and there was a Beina Beinayim in there, which, according to the way we explained it in Rashi at the beginning, we had Beina Beinayim on that fundaf, Lamadalam Abeis, and we said that was like the pulp in between the Chartzen and Zug. The Rush said Beina Beinayim were like the little unripe grapes that never saw the sun. Like they just kind of were hiding, but they were in between the large grapes, which were facing the sun. Okay, but either way, so there's another violation over here. Okay, because when you have an Eshkol, according to the Rush, when you have an Eshkol, you would have some of these. But either way, okay, there would be another lav for Beina Beinayim. Now, we essentially are saying it's not really five, it's really seven. We said five, ton of a shire. We have in my shire, the high shire. We have an extra shire. Not a problem over here. So now, the problem is that if this is true, that there really is a my shire, the high shire, there's extra lavim in here. When we said five, we really meant more than five. Seven, plus probably a bal yachel. We just weren't counting it. Okay, so then, according to Rava, why do you have that? You're now saying, oh, Tana B'Shayer, that's the way to understand this braisa. Rava held, you're not like on Lav Shebacholos. So what's Rava going to say? So Elamer Rav Papa, Leitanya Midi Chamesh, that just modify the braisa to say, we're not done yet. You, this is going to be a modification like you've never seen. Modify the braisa to say, like it. This is the ultimate modification. Why? You'll see in a second. Vaha Oisve, the problem is, who just gave this answer according to Rava? The braisa, when it said Chamesh, is not really Chamesh, it meant like it. And Rava, according to Rava, like it can mean one. We're not defining a number. And you can get out of your Lav Shabbachalos problem. I'm not worried about it. Okay, so now Rav Papa was the one who actually asked it. So Rav Papa said to Abaya, how are you telling me you're going to be chayiv one for each and Lav Shabbachalos? I have a brisa that says five. Rav Papa answers, the brisa doesn't say five. Rav Papa was the one who brought the brisa. He's quoting it, right? He didn't go to the bookshelf and pull out the brisa. He's quoting, right? It's a memra that he had. And he's quoting it. I have a braisa that I got, that's B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, that I got from my Rebbe that said five. And then Rapapa came and answered and said, no, it didn't say five. What's going on? V'ha isve, says the Gemara. V'ha isve chamesh. Rapapa himself was the one that asked from this braisa that said five. And that was Gufa the Kasha. And now he's modifying the braisa saying, it's not really five. He was the one who brought the braisa. So if it never really said five, why did he ask it in the first place? It was essentially, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa did one giant bluff. So if you think, like I said, this is a modification, that it's not really modifying it. That whole five never existed in the first place. Abaya was, Rav Papa was bluffing Abaya. Amar Rav Papa, anos savri lav gemara hibiyade. When Abaya said, you're going to be chayiv one for each, including for the mikol asher yeyaseh, Rav Papa said, I'm not so sure that he heard this from my Rebbe. And the way to challenge Abaya would be to go, oh, I have a brisa that says five, you're wrong. And now, if Abaya defends it, that means he's going to defend what he really heard from his Rebbe. But if he created it on his own, then he's going to back off of it. So now, Vahadar Bey, and he, right, so he said, Anas Savri Lav Gemara Hi Biyade. I thought that Abaya didn't really hear this from his Rebbe, Vahadar Bey. And as soon as I present him with a challenge of a brisa that says something different, he'll back off of it. No, he taka heard this from his Rebbe, okay, and therefore he's sticking with it. And therefore, I never really heard the brisa as five in the first place. I was just testing Abaya to see if his shita was true, if he really heard it from his Rebbe. And if you just want to read the words of Taisus, he says, Lakach badisi milibi. Okay, it was almost like I made a joke from my heart. Madisi balibi alashana braisa chamesh, right? I messed with the braisa. Ulahakshais labaya lirois in midaita umram lememra didei. Was it his own? The oz bikal yachser midvarov. So he'll be willing to retract. Bulo yitchoik lataritza braisa. He'll just come back. If I present him with a braisa, it says something different than he said. If it's something he created on his own, he'll just say, oh, you're right. Shoots. Okay, I guess I'm wrong. But if it really came from his Rebbe, he's going to defend it to the ends of the earth. Okay, the Dvar V'leya Dana, the Gemara Hava Biyadeh, V'isvina V'le Hader Be, L'kach B'chanti, I tested him, the Gemara Hava Biyadeh, and Itaka, he passed the test, Abaya passed the test with flying colors. Okay, one last piece. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, Relazar Ben Azariah said, you're going to be Chayiv, in other words, we're one. It's pretty good, right? This is, I told you, this is like the ultimate great retraction. This is not a retraction he created in the first place.
It's a great tactic for argument.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, the Mishnah says that we had, what is the shear? So we said, you eat any of these grape products, kazayas, revius, whatever that was, rotor, blazer, benazar, your hold. He said, you're not going to be chayiv until you eat two chartzen, one zug. What is a chartzen? What's a zug? Chartzen is a peel. Zug is a pit. Then we had Rav Yossi, who says, no, it's the other way around. Rav Yossi says, shaloi tite, zug, chartzen vad zug. Zug means bell, which is like the outer part of the bell. There's an inner part, that's the clapper. Okay, the inbal, that is, so it's zug, it's a bell, and he holds it the other way. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amar of Yosef, kiman mitargiminon mi portzinin va'ad itzurin. When the targum says that portzinin va'ad itzurin, that must be Rabbi Yosi. Portzinin is a lashon of inside, va'ad itzurin, right? The targum that says in the pasuk, Michartsonim Vadzag, the one who was Mitargim, Mechartsonim Vadzag, with the Lashon of Miportsin and Vaditsurin, because Portsin is a Lashon of outer, of Portsin is inner, Vaditsurin is outer. He actually brings the Pasuk, Vaschait, Vaschait Anovim, by the dream that Yosef interpreted for the Saramashkim, Vaschait Asam, Mitargiminon Vatsiros Yosoin. Okay, but the point is that the Itsurin refers to the outer part that you're squeezing. And therefore, must be that whoever the targum was on that version of Mechartzanim Vadzag must have been Rabbi Yosi, not like the way we understand it. And Chartzanim really means inner and not outer, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says. Okay, so we started off today with just a little bit of a throwback to a Ravo, but here we brought a version of Rabbi Elazar, and we said, what was the difference between, again, Heter Mitztaref L'Isser, which is the Heter Mitztaref L'Isser component, which was what Rav Yehi had brought to discuss, that's what Rabbi Akiva learns from Mishras. And the way we quoted the difference was, and the way the Gemara said it, was that according to Rav Yehi, it's talking about Achila, and according to Rabbi Lazar, it is talking about the Heter Mitztaref L'Isser on liquid only. Okay, and that is why he says Revius Yayin. And once we got to Revius, we discussed the 10 Reviuses. We had the 5 red ones, which refers to wine and dam, which was Nazir, Eisa Pesach, Dal Kaisa Pesach, Shaharu, that if you drink a Revius of wine, you're not allowed to give Shir, B'mikdash, Shas Revius, you can't come to the base of Mikdash, Umesu, okay, we said Revius Dam, from a mace, really, we said from 2 mesim, that was according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, okay, would be Metama Ba'oil. Those were the 5 reds, which we don't have a problem listing Plukta, as clearly evidenced in our Mishnah and the Shitas Rabbi Akiva by the Revi Yisdam, that it has to be Mishnah Mesim. And then we had the Hei Chivrasa, the 5 white ones, which refer to oil or water, the more clear type of liquids. Chal, we said Chalas was either Shemen L'Chalas Taida, okay, which is, we said for the, that it was actually a chatzi lug, and half of it was for the chalas for kikin, and the other ones was for the revuchin. Okay, nazir, we said that the shemen, again, it's also revia shemen for nazir, mitzera, is the mayim, it's the mayim that we used for the chatas. Okay, shenifsalu, I think I put the wrong word here, but okay, shenifsalu, we said that the mashkin is going to be metama, the kayin, meaning it's going to apostle him from being able to eat truma if he drinks a revius mashkin. And b'shabbos, that we said that that is the amount of mashkin or anytime, any liquid that needs to be transported to be chayiv and oitzah on Shabbos would be a quarter. And we did not include mayim l'tias yadayim or pili shel cheres, right, that we put for the saita, put the water in, or the mayim that you have to, the water that has to, required shear to water down an avid amir raglayim, and mikvah, because we said mishum de plukta like a mairi. Okay, and oh, so sorry, all those were plukta like a mairi, and the mikvah was actually because the rabbanon were mevatel whatever that shear was. If we're talking about the revius with pasul, they changed it to gimel logan, and if we're talking about the revius to be able to be tovel machtim mitzinayres, they actually were mevatel that in ganzen. Okay, and then we said that in the Mishnah that to be chayev, we said the Tanakam, which we said to the Mishnah Rishayna, was a little messy, had to read Lashon Nazir Mishnah, had to read the Mishnah, and the Gemara just worked it out for us that the Mishnah Rishayna, which says Revius, is not just talking about Yayin, but it's all great products to share to be chayev as a Revius. And Rabbi Akiva, even though it looked like he was just talking about Mishras, that Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, he's also coming to tell us that he argues on the Mishnah Rishayna, and all the shear for wine, included in grape products and all wine, would be Kizayis. And we brought down a Brisa to say that Chayiv on each min, okay, Chamer Chadati Banibi, we're down the Holy Surin Shabbatari, anytime it has the same taste, if it has a different shame, you know, Chayiv on each one is considered a different lav. And then Abaye said, you know, Chartzon, if you eat a Chartzon or a zug, independently, you're going to be like it too, because you're going to get the iser of lav shabakolos mikol asher yeyoseh. Rava held, you're not, you only chayv one. You're not going to be get malchus for the lav shabakolos and like a lav shabakolos in our sugya. We asked, Rav Papa came along and asked the shayla. He says, "What do you mean? It says we listed five, and you're only chayv five. It's a ton of a shayr. My shayr, the high shayr. Oh, well, shayr bal yachel. Well, bal yachel is not exclusive to nazir. The Brisa is talking about nazir. So we said, what's the second shear? The second one we left out was the shear, the bein habeinayim. So, okay, so it could be that there's more malchus. If so, if it's ton of a shayr, we see you do get malchus. If you do get malchus, it's kasha on Rava who said ain't like an alash shabachalos. So the Gemara says no. Rav Papa had to modify the Brisa and say loike, not loike. Hey, in Rav, that's how we have to answer for Rava. Now, really, Rav Papa wasn't really modifying. We explained Rav Papa was bluffing Abaya the whole time, getting him to see if what his if to defend, if he would successfully defend, that shows that it actually came from his Rebbe. And Abaya, that was Rav Papa's way of testing Abaya. And then the final thing we had was just to quote that the Targum on Mechartzanim Vadzug, the Targum version that has, I didn't check like what our uncle has, but the Targum version that has Miportzanin Vad Itzarin would be like Rav Yesi and Akrilazim and Azariah, that would be the other way.